latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Oleg Sinchenko's agent has revealed the player could well be open to a move to Napoli in the January transfer window. The youngster looked all set for a move to Spanish side Real Betis in the summer. The move, though, failed to materialise. He has played twice for City this season, when both Benjamin Mendy and Fabian Delph were out injured. Nevertheless, his desire to play on a regular basis at the top end of the football scale could see him move to Italy's Serie A and Napoli in the January window. His agent has said that he'd met with the Napoli director Cristiano Guntoli in the summer. He said he laid down the foundations of a deal with Sinchenko. The two clubs couldn't agree a fee, but he said he'd be ready to discuss the move again. Well, after weeks of being linked with a move for Ajax midfielder Frankie de Jong, Barcelona could lose out to their former manager Pep Guardiola, as Manchester City are now being heavily linked. Reports claim they've initiated contact in recent hours of potentially signing the 21-year-old rising star. There's no news on how long the contract on offer from City would be, or whether the move to sign him has been weighed with Ajax or the players' camp directly, but a potential transfer is described as a work in progress. It's thought City would be a stern competition for Barcelona for De Jong's services. City will look to maintain their position at the top of the Premier League when they resume action next week after the international break. Burnley, the visitors to the Etihad Stadium next Saturday, have been unbeaten in their opening 8 top-flight games. Bernardo Silva should be back fit for that match after it was reported in Portugal he'll be rested for their game against Scotland after scoring what proved to be the winner against Poland on Thursday night. Gabriel Jesus is optimistic about his future in Brazil's national team. He scored in his first international appearance since enduring a difficult World Cup. Brazil faced Saudi Arabia on Friday, running 2-0 winners. Jesus scoring the opening goal and catching the eye, linking particularly well with Neymar. The City forward was the subject of significant criticism in Russia as he failed to score a goal before Brazil's quarter-final elimination at the hands of Belgium. But he hopes that his goal against Saudi Arabia, an all-round good display, will help him forge a long-term future in the national side.